Spontaneous celebrations of Michael Jackson have gone on in the streets since his death last Thursday, but yesterday was the official tribute at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, and New Yorkers came out en masse. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter was there.
Inside the Apollo Theater, the Reverend Al Sharpton was emphasizing the enduring loyalty of the black community to Michael Jackson through all of his trials and tribulations.
When the whole world turned on Michael, we never turned on Michael.
No disagreement outside the theater, where thousands of people waited patiently to go in and join the celebration. But the mood wasn't about claiming ownership. It was much more about sharing the memories. Gail Benjamin recalled growing up in Detroit during the Jackson 5 heyday.
Those are my very first memories of seeing he and his brothers with the big afros, the bell bottoms, and just opening our hearts to a brand new world.
Many in the crowd weren't even born when Off the Wall or Thriller came out. 15-year-old Rochelle Castillo and Patricia Abrego came in from Queens bearing photos of Jackson and their own thoughts and memories.
Deep down inside, he was a part sentimental person. Because it shows in some of his songs, like Man in the Mirror, I like that song, it's one of my favorite songs.
My birthday parties, my dad would turn off all the lights and play Thriller and freak us all out. And we just grew up with him, and finding out was just like completely terrible, so that we had to come out today.
The controversies that surrounded Jackson in his later years were irrelevant to this crowd. They were here to pay homage and to thank Michael Jackson for writing the soundtrack to their lives. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.